Greetings, greetings. Welcome to the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie. You already know this is your girl, Goddess Chrissy Marie. I hope and trust all is well and divine on your side of the globe. So today I want to talk back about the law of assumption. If you've been following me and supporting me for the past couple years, originally that's what this channel was about my journey dealing with the law of assumption. And also, if you've been following me for the past couple years, I always talk about my spiritual journey. I've studied several different schools of thoughts, and honestly, all of them were right and exact for that particular time. However, I must admit, out of all the things I've studied and practiced, the law of assumption has been my favorite. And granted, I still use some of my other tools. Really, I like to add things together, kind of like remix it and make it my own. But nevertheless, the law of assumption is my favorite school of thought, because it puts you in the driver's seat, right? Because see, with the law of assumption, there's no boogeymans, right? There's no devils. There's no enemies. Basically, what it says is, what you assume about your outer world, which is your physical world, that's what you're going to experience. And if you want to change your 3D or your physical world, you have to change your inner world. So when I tell you, this philosophy has really changed my life in the greatest way. And like I said before, I've actually got the most fastest results working with the law of assumption, because what I realize is, if there is something that I want to do, be, or have, I have to change my mind. And you change your mind by doing, different techniques, or better yet, honestly, with the law of assumption compared to other schools of thoughts, listen, you don't have to go to church. You don't have to go to a temple. You don't have to go to a mosque. You don't have to go to a reader and let them read you. You don't have to, spend thousands and thousands of dollars on courses and classes and coaches. Now, granted, there are spiritual coaches, and I was definitely a coach. I'm not doing it right now because I'm in school. But the thing about the law of assumption, all you really need is just your mind. Honestly, that's all you truly need is your mind. That's it. And your mind makes things real. And what I love also about the law of assumption is I realized that, guess what? Your outer world and your physical world, it shuffles to your mind. And another thing I love about the law of assumption is I also found out, which I've been knowing for a while, but I was able to put it in practical practice, is that, guess what? Everybody is not having the same experience. We're all having our own individual experience. We're all connected, but we all have our own different personal universe. I'll give an example. Just like during COVID-19, guess what? Everybody on the planet was here during that reality, but guess what? Everybody didn't get the virus, though. Everybody didn't get sick, and everybody was just having, different experiences. And what I realized is, like Neville Goddard says, if you want to change your outer world, you have to change your inner world. There's no one to change but yourself. And I know for a fact, prior to the law of assumption, I was always thinking about bad energy versus good energy, the devil versus haters, and even imposter syndrome. I remember I used to think people didn't like me for particular reasons, or people was always talking about me. And what I realized, I was manifesting all of that, or it was all in my head. It literally was all in my head. And I realized, hey, if I want to have a better experience, all I have to assume is that I always encounter people that like me, love me, and support me. I always meet heart-centered people, and that actually shifted my reality. So, like I said before, I just wanted to come back on here and just let y'all know I am going to be back talking about the law of assumption, because I definitely have been using it in my life. Like I said, this is my favorite school of thought, and it's my go-to. Like, whenever things are going kind of crazy, I remind myself, look, you are creating this, or do you want to create this? And then I just go back into my inner world and start visualizing and assuming the reality that I want. And honestly, that's where my inner devotion practice is rooted in. It's rooted in me consciously creating my reality. So what I do is, you know, I affirm the things that I want to experience. I visualize the things I want to experience. And for me, it's just a reminder to always have a positive and optimistic mindset, and to always think the best about myself, think the best about others, think the best about my reality, think the best about everything that I'm doing. And I've said this before too. If you are a part of something, right, whether you're at a job or you're in a relationship, a friendship, whatever the case may be, it is extremely important to always assume the best and think positively. And it's important to do it on a consistent basis. And I'll also say this too. If you find yourself caught up in conversations that's doom and gloom, the end of the world, the worst case scenario, get out of that. You don't want to manifest more of that. You know, go places that affirm you. Be around people that affirm you. Say in your mind, I'm always at the right place at the right time, talking to the right people. Life loves me. Life supports me. I actually, when it comes to life, I view life as a living entity, right? I view life as an entity or an energy that's here to serve me, an entity that's here to love on me, an entity that's here to make life easy, an entity that's here to only bring those in my life that love me, support me, and care about me. Yes, I added a personality to life because life is alive. Life is living. Because some people have the worst opinion about life. Some people think life is horrible. Some people think life is bad. Some people think life is not worth living. Some people think life is horrible. And granted, I know people have different lives. They live in different countries. They have different situations. I get it. However, what I'm talking about is your individual mindset when it comes to your personal reality. What is the tone or the theme of your reality? And that's something that I do often too, is I love to, you know, make a theme about my year, or make a theme about the month, or make a theme about the week, or hell, I may create a theme for the particular day. Like, I'll say maybe a couple hours ago before I went to the gym, I was just affirming to myself how I'm loved, I'm supported, and how people love me and care about me. I just got into that frequency. And when I walked into the gym, when I tell you, like, about 4 or 5 men opened the door for me, I felt like royalty. Actually, that was one of my affirmations too. I'm always treated like royalty. So when I tell you it was maybe about 4 doors to open. And when I tell you one man opened the door, then the next man that followed behind him, he opened the door, and then the other door, like, about, put it like this, on 4 doors, about 6 men were open a door for me. And I was just like, I felt like royalty. And I was like, yeah, that's what I affirm. You know, I affirm that people treat me like royalty. And then when I walked into the gym, it's like everybody extended their grace to me. And I know that's something small, but I claim it as that's what I was affirming, which men open the door for me all the time. But it was just funny how, like, one opened the door and the other one was waiting when it was about to close. It was just real interesting. But just similar things like that, you know, it's really important to decide the tone of your day. And as I think about it, one thing that I have been affirming, and I got to get out of that, is saying that it's hard for me to get up in the morning, because I just recently started a new job and I prefer to work out in the morning time. But lately, like I said, as I think to it, I've been saying I can't get up in the morning. Okay, so if I'm affirming that, of course it's not going to happen. So what I need to do is affirm in my mind, in my imagination, that absolutely I can get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's easy for me to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I enjoy getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I need to see myself working out for the amount of time that I desire. Another thing I used to say, and I've spoken about this before on the podcast, is I used to say it was hard for me to sleep at night. And I didn't look forward to me getting rest. And I remember I had to, again, stop saying that. See, it's things like that, right? I remember there was a time where I used to say I didn't have a fast metabolism, a high metabolism. And guess what? That's what it was. I had to work extremely hard. So it's little thoughts like that we create. It's little beliefs we have that are consistently shifting our reality. So that's why it's extremely important to affirm to yourself, I'm always at the right place at the right time. I love myself. I love my life. I love my body. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. Things are always working out for me. You know, just whatever you're trying to experience, you need to affirm that. And I'm telling you, once you start really taking the time to go into your inner world and create the reality that you want and start affirming for what you want, maybe even scripting it, and just keep going back to it, keep going back to the new identity, you will experience a shift in your reality. And it doesn't take long. And I say this, hey, you might as well affirm and look forward and assume what you want versus the opposite, because life is going to keep happening anyway. So on that note, I really appreciate you. You know, I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.